Good morning. It's Monday, October 20th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. A California highway turned into an unexpected danger zone on Saturday when artillery shrapnel from a Marine Corps celebration rained down on vehicles. The incident happened during live fire demonstrations marking the Marines' 250th anniversary, attended by Vice President J.D. Vance. The California Highway Patrol said one shell detonated overhead prematurely, striking two vehicles in Vance's motorcade. Governor Gavin Newsom called the incident dangerous and briefly shut down Interstate 5. The Marines have launched an investigation into the 155mm round that misfired, emphasizing that safety protocols were followed. No injuries were reported. Another news. Just days after President Trump commuted his sentence, former Congressman George Santos says he's dedicating his life to prison reform. Santos, who served 84 days of a 7-year sentence for wire fraud and identity theft, described his time behind bars as dehumanizing. In an interview with the Washington Post, he vowed to make prisons more humane, though he hasn't detailed how. Santos says he's spoken with Trump about working on reform efforts, but insists he's all politicked out and won't run for office anytime soon. The Bureau of Prisons declined comment amid the ongoing government shutdown around the world. President Donald Trump has halted U.S. subsidies to Colombia, calling its president, Gustavo Petro, an illegal drug leader. The move follows Petro's accusation that U.S. forces committed murder during a strike on a Colombian fishing boat last month. The U.S. had provided over $700 million in aid last year, much of it tied to anti-drug efforts. Trump says the aid cutoff is a direct response to Colombia's alleged failure to curb cocaine production. Petro, meanwhile, accuses Washington of violating his country's sovereignty. The UN has condemned recent U.S. strikes in the Caribbean as extrajudicial executions as tensions continue to escalate. Another news. In Hong Kong, two ground staff were killed early Monday after a cargo plane skidded off the runway and into the sea. The Emirates flight, arriving from Dubai, collided with an airport patrol vehicle before breaking apart near the water's edge. All four crew members survived, but divers later recovered the bodies of the patrol team. Authorities say the plane failed to follow its landing path, but gave no reason why. Investigators are searching for the black boxes, while one runway remains closed. It's Hong Kong's deadliest airport accident in over two decades. Another news. The U.S. brokered ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has survived its first major test. Over the weekend, two Israeli soldiers were killed in Gaza, sparking retaliatory airstrikes that left at least 44 Palestinians dead. Despite the violence, both sides reaffirmed commitment to the truce as U.S. envoys Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff prepare to arrive in the region. Israel briefly paused humanitarian aid but quickly resumed deliveries, signaling intent to maintain the deal. Still, internal clashes in Gaza continue to threaten stability as rival factions jostle for power under the fragile peace. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.